It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Mattis writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2075, recorded Thursday, January 15th, 2026. Give me a ring! On this episode of the Giz Whiz, I am back from Vegas CES 2026, and I have three new gadgets to show you. We have a way to dry anything, a way to take some AI notes, and a wearable smartphone privacy gadget. Plus, we take a look back at CES 2018 in our warehouse. All next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease. Under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now,
and here he is. Oh, the house always wins, and he's the house. Dick DiBartolo, how you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing fine, doing good. Back from Vegas.
No sickness. No sickness.
That was the thing. Is I was sick all of like right when I got back from the holidays. Very sick. So I got it all out of my system before CES. My immune system was high. So yeah, I came back not sick, which was fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I did have a few road bumps. On the last day of CES, my phone got stolen. I was telling you, because you were like, you're not even responding to my phone calls. What's going on?
But some stranger answered and said, can I buy anything? I have someone's credit card here.
Exactly. My wallet was attached to my phone, so that was a problem. The method that they used with the credit cards and with the phone was made it pretty obvious that whoever picked up the phone was ready to scam, steal, and use it.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So they drained all the credit cards and then would use the emergency contacts to like notify folks about it, and it was and they had turned it off, so the Find My feature of like your phone wouldn't work. It was the whole nine yards. So. Because of that, AT&T is very secure with your data. So getting a phone number replaced when you have no way to verify that you own the phone because your ID was lost and everything is quite difficult. So it took me like 4 days just to get my phone number back onto any device at all. Through like calling and verifying, and like I have to go through security steps and things like that. So just getting that process done was a headache. So it's kind of definitely, I haven't had time to like process all the stuff that happened at Vegas because it's only just yesterday. It feels like I got my phone number back.
Oh my gosh.
So it's been a bit of a rough landing out of Vegas.
Now, are you out a lot of money?
So the fraud protection on the credit cards and the debit cards did step in. So should be reversed. It was more the like seeing how they pulled it from like the statements and how they were draining the accounts. It was pretty obvious that it was fraud going on. So all that is reversed, which is fantastic. The phone is definitely the biggest loss because I have that was not insured. There was no way to replace that. I have a old Android phone from OnePlus, which is about 2 years old now, which I was able to get everything ported over to. I'm going from iOS to Android, which that has been curve for me. I used to review Android phones all the time, but now it's been a few years since I picked up an Android phone and really looked at it. So That's been crazy. But yeah, so so that's been part of the CES experience for me this year.
Wow.
So yeah. Now, all the footage was fine, and I had just randomly thrown a passport into my luggage. So I had my passport in order to get home, and then...
Were you using your phone for your ID?
So my wallet, it was a MagSafe-style wallet that would attach to the back of my phone. And so when my phone was picked up, it included my ID and a few credit cards and my hotel room key and there, you know, some other thing. You know, the loyalty program because we were staying at a casino.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so the way it happened was I stepped away from it for a very short amount of time, like 2 minutes, realized I stepped away from it, went back to the exact location, and it was gone. I had some friends with me with Find My, so I was able to try to locate it. And with it, you know, I had noticed it within 5 minutes of stepping away from it. Within those 5 minutes, the phone had already been turned off. And so the location had showed where I was, but Find My was also saying, this device is unreachable. So that's how I knew within, you know, 6 or 7 minutes of, you know, I knew within 2 minutes of realizing it was missing that it was probably a fraudulent situation where I wasn't going to be able to just go to Lost and Found and find it because of how Find My was already turned off. So yeah. So
oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So anyway, so that was that. That we do have a ton of gadgets from CES. I recorded a ton of interviews, and then also I captured just some footage from around when interviews kind of weren't possible. So I'll put those together as well for some future episodes. So let's jump into one of the first gadget that we're going to cover. Which I think was a fun way to get things started as a gadget that just really blew me away, and you'll see why. One moment, sorry. I feel like the studio's brand new since coming back here. There we go.
Hey guys, it's Chad. We are being blown away by some of the gadgets here at CES. We're here at Pepcom. I'm here with Bjorn. And this is seriously one of the most powerful, it's like a leaf blower, but handheld, that I have ever seen. So tell me about what you guys have here at the show.
Yeah, so we have developed the strongest fan technology in the world, and we're applying that to leaf blowers, to different types of dryers for boots, gloves, gear. And we, yeah, basically, it started back in, I lived in New York and unfortunately lost my wife and had to take care of my three little kids. And I moved to a ski town. And then I realized that all the dryers on the market took like 3-6 hours overnight to dry. And then I teamed up with a couple of engineers and who make the hydropower stations. We took the same technology, applied it into this thing. So this, if you turn this on, it's a turbine. It sucks in air here and then produces a high air pressure which goes out, and here you put your gloves and then boots, and you can turn on and off airflow. And this one you mount in your home, basically.
So I'm someone who loves camping. I've been out there, get my feet wet, get the shoes wet, and it is such a hassle to get them dry. So yeah, this is incredible.
So this little box, we're now sponsoring the, you know, Natural Selection Tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the snowboarders and skiers. So we have all these Olympic skiers and snowboarders, and they said like we need a smaller device to travel with. And then we invented this one, which is, as you can see,
This it is doesn't like, seem like it should be a fan. It seems like it should just be a handle, and then it is.
It is a hat. And then you can dry your boots in 15 minutes. And this is super convenient when you're competing and or you have kids or whatever. You just want to go in for lunch and dry all your gear. And then it also has a big bag, which you can dry your full jacket and ski gear and everything in half an hour. So it's one of the most versatile dryer solutions on the market.
That's fantastic. So let me know the products you got and the price points that you're at.
The price points, this one is $149, and the big one here, that's $249, and this one is $299. And we have some smaller models like plug into the car, which starts at $49 as well.
And where can people find out more? What's your website? Or
hedgehogdryer.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for blowing me away. That's great.
I feel like they need to make a portable hair dryer. That seems like that's that small, because I see a lot of hair dryers that are that kind of form factor, but they were not that powerful. That was an incredibly powerful blower. Pretty cool.
Amazing. Amazing.
Here's their website. They even have a car option. And then there's that that we saw. Now, their products were expensive.
So everything uses the hair dryer, then you buy all these accessories? Is that how
it works? No, these are all separate items. So that hair dryer just by itself, or that jet, it's really like a leaf blower. It's not really a hair dryer. There's no heating element, I don't think, in that. Here, let me just double check.
Oh, yeah. The dryer alone is $300.
Yes, just that piece.
Holy cow.
Yes, it's quite expensive. So this would be its own standalone thing, though, is this is just a boot dryer. Whoa, they're showing it as a hair dryer. That's funny. But yeah, this is just a boot dryer, and that is $150. And then this, you know, this thing, it, depending on which version and attachment you get, I think this is the one that they showed at the show, that's $250 for that.
And then you need the $300 air dryer to work it. Is that right?
No, it's its own.
Oh, it's its own thing. I see. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Looks like they sell a white version as well.
Well, it's impressive, but boy, that's expensive.
Yes, yes, I would agree. Now, this looks like just a heater only, not a, that's just a heater. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, wow.
I like that as well. I still, that was quite impressive. And if you just go to Amazon and just search for hair dryer, you'll see so many things that look like that form factor. But I know that they don't put out that amount of power. And so that would be a really, really cool integration to integrate a heater and make it for hair.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
You could take paint off walls with it.
Absolutely.
From across the room.
Okay, next is a form factor for AI in your life called Vochi. So we head over.
Oh, yeah. I was anxious that you did this. I'd like to see it.
Okay, here it is, Vochi.
Hey guys, Chad here, CES at Pepcom in Las Vegas, and we are checking out a brand new smart ring that looks like it might be able to help me take some notes and like get some things done.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we looking at? Tell me more.
Yeah, so we are Vochi. We are world's first AI note-taking ring. We try to solve the problem that everyone forget about things every day, especially important conversations and crucial ideas. So we built this device. Very simple, we have the button on it. So wear it, double tap, it gets records invisibly. And when you reach an important piece of information or your eureka moment, you can just tap to highlight it. So unlike traditional recorder, like a phone recorder, that create clutter, give you audio file, and you're never going to listen to again, Vochi listens, understands, and summarizes your meetings. So it can save you hours of time every day. Yeah, so Vochi doesn't require connecting to the phone to be used. But you can directly take it out of box and use it right away. It has 8 hours memory, 8 hours battery, so it can work all by itself. But in order to get more help, you can use the Vochi app. So we have a lot of interesting features with our built-in AI agency. For example, once it is done transcription, the transcription is going to be organized in a movie script style, so you can very easy to navigate by who said what. And at the place, you highlight it, you click to highlight. We're not only going to give you the highlight text, but we're also going to provide you with the inside panel, so you can see the contextual information, the next step suggestion, and your personal analysis on the personal speech pattern, things like that. And you know, there's an in-app assistant, you can ask questions directly to the AI. And even more interesting, we have a capture mode. So for example, you have a spark of idea or you have a phone number you want to write down, you can directly hold the button and directly speak to it. And you're going to give instructions to the AI in the same manner. For example, you can hold the button and say, okay, give me 6 pages about my first experience at CES. And then the AI is going to work really hard in the background while you just keep walking down the street and talking to people. Yeah. And the whole product is really engineered not for amateurs. It's for professional reliability. So it's forged from aerospace-grade titanium. Very lightweight, highly durable, hypoallergenic. And you know, battery is good for 2 days of use. So with the charging case gives you 3 to 4 charges. So with the charging case, most people can go cable-free for a week.
Incredible. So just to make sure I'm on the same page, so when you put this on, it's kind of always recording and always listening?
It's not always on not for always? Private reason.
Okay.
Yeah. So because there are moments you don't want to put on record, right? So you, when you have a meeting, you need to double tap to start recording.
I see. It's so so you would double tap, start the recording, the whole meeting,
yeah.
And then those like single button to the highlight
right.
During... Double
or,
tap.
Or if you have a spark of idea or a quick message, it's a long hold to speak to it.
Interesting. Yeah. So someone who likes to use AI every day and is someone who's like constantly trying to interface, this is like a perfect way to interface because it's always on your finger. It has the microphone built in.
Yeah.
You don't have to pull anything out.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Don't worry about the connectivity because it's it has internal memory. Yeah.
Yeah. 8 hours. That's awesome. So. Tell us the price, and then is there also like a monthly price as well?
Sorry about
we're
the audio
finalizing
issues.
On the pricing. All we can say at this moment is going to be very competitive compared to other recording devices. It's going to be much cheaper than most smart rings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. And then I can see y'all have, it looks like different finishes,
different
looks. So y'all are offering a lot of that?
Yes, we're going to provide at least 3 colors, 3 color options on our first day release. We are still finalizing on what colors we're going to bring according to the market feedback.
Yeah. Fantastic. And then is it out now or when it will be available?
The pre-order is going to start in early February, and the first product is going to be shipped out by the end of April.
Where can people find out more?
Yeah, so you can go to Voltchi.ai. Here. Voltchi.ai. Yeah, to find out more information.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
And this looks really impressive.
Thank you.
I'll be needing one soon.
Yeah, and get one.
Yeah. Okay, Voci. What do you think? What do you think?
I like the idea of being able to suddenly think of something and have it recorded. And he said you don't need the app for it. So if you wanted to play back what was on the ring, it would be Bluetooth to your headphones?
So what it sounds like is in order to get running and going, it doesn't need a constant connection. So it can hold about 8 hours before it talks to the app, is what it seems like more to me. Because you can't Bluetooth connect into the ring. You can't do that. The ring would connect to the app and then show you.
Oh, I see. The ring only talks to the app.
Right. And I think that it would, from everything I saw on the interface, it's not actually giving you an audio recording. It's processing the audio and then giving you a transcript. And then you can click something and then that context was like, say someone said, and then don't forget Jane's birthday is on the 25th. You might be able to click that in the transcript and tell the AI to do something about it, or say, remind me who is Jane in this context. Like I forgot who Jane even was, and then the AI could help you with that. Or maybe in that moment you would thought, I don't know who Jane is. Let me click the button. That's going to highlight that later on in the app for me to discuss it with the AI later. type of. I think that that's more of the use case from what I was seeing.
I mean, the rings are big.
Yeah, yeah.
But and
so it is to me, it's really just a way to interface with an agent without pulling out your phone and then using their app to also manage the transcript of, say, a meeting or an interaction. And there are lots of AI platforms around note-taking and meeting-taking. So this kind of seems like a way to bring that into the physical space, because when you're on a Zoom call, what will happen is an AI will join the call and listen in and then make a perfect transcription of who said what. It can even give you like talking points or like a summary or even like, you know, in the meeting, the to-do list was Chad needs to do these 5 things and so-and-so needs to do these 8 things. You know, it'll do all of that. But if you're having a meeting face-to-face, you could either pull out your phone and hit record on a voice memo and then try to, you know, hand that off to whatever you're doing. Or use something like this. And if you're someone who really takes a lot of in-person meetings and needs to remember, you know, that might be a great way to work that problem, basically.
Yeah.
Now, you'll have to really like their app, because all the transcripts, you know, are going to be in there. Maybe there's a way to export the transcripts. But you know, who knows? You know, this seems like a very interesting sort of way. We've seen AI pens. We're going to start to see a lot of AI wearables, I think, coming up. And they're going to want context of the world around them, which means either actively listening or seeing with cameras, something like that. And based off of the trends of CES, I think a lot of people want that to be a robot. It's maybe not a wearable, but just a robot. Just have a robot follow you around and do that.
And do it all. Yeah, I never saw somebody, you know, I got probably 800 press releases, but I never saw so many robots. I'm doing a spot for ABC Sunday, and I have just like 6 or 8 random robots doing not much.
No.
they can do a lot, but painfully slow.
Right.
There's a robot that plays cards, and
yeah.
And we've all seen the robot. Was it last year putting dishes in a dishwasher?
Yes. Yes, that was what was it? I think it was Joanna Stern. I think was the one who did that. Report.
Oh yes, it was.
Yes. I did also see a lot of cute robots. Is when they're not useful, they go for entertainment or cute. And so a lot of fuzzy robots, a lot of companion robots, a lot of big-eyed things that roll around that you kind of wonder, could I strap a vacuum to you and you'd be useful?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That type of thing. Okay, so that was Voci. Information on price or and then availability was pre-order in February. So when you know this could absolutely be vaporware that we never see ever.
I'm wondering about that too. I think a lot of people at the show realize that if 10 people showed an interest in it, they figure, why don't we just not produce this, because there was not enough buzz around
this. This is like a product test.
They're doing a marketing test
of it.
Exactly.
Next is a wearable device that we've seen a very similar gadget to this in the past. What drew me to this one was the promise of AI integration into one of the privacy masks that we've seen. So let's take a look at Wear Phone. Hello everybody, we are here at CES 2026 and we are taking a look at a way to keep your
phone calls private? Is that right? So I'm here with Daiki. So tell me more about what we're looking at.
So we have this Wear Phone, a noise-canceling AI mask. So you wear it, and your voice would stay private inside. Yeah.
That's incredible. So tell me about how AI is being used in the product.
Okay, so we have the AI in two parts. So firstly, this one, it will mitigate your voice, right? So you wear it, and your voice would be noise-canceled. And in that noise-canceling algorithm, we have the AI in it. And secondly, you can actually talk directly to the AI software service. So, you know, if you have ChatGPT, you're going to have to open up ChatGPT and start talking to it. But we have our special AI assistant called Andy inside the AI, inside the device. So you can just talk directly to Andy. You don't even have to look up the screen. You can just talk direct to it.
That's fantastic. So it looks awful. Like, the first time you see it, I think it reminds me of the surgical masks that we're all wearing. So does it have any of that feature? Or talk me through, like, as you talk into it, how is it, like, completely removing your voice? How is it doing that?
Okay, so as I speak into it, the microphone inside will take your voice, and it will send it to the computer inside and calculate the anti-noise of your voice. And that would now send to the speaker, and the speaker emits the anti-noise and cancels out. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So is it available now, and how much?
Now it's the pre-orders already. It's $500, but now at CES, it's $450.
Fantastic. And where can people find out more?
On our website, it's verntech.com. Yeah, please check out our website.
Thank you so, so much. Very, very cool.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Wear Phone. What are your thoughts?
So, all right, so looking through the press release from them, it seems that that's just a mock-up that they have there, right?
I think so. This is
It said, this is not enticing. In the press release, it said something like what you can do at CES. You can wear the mock-up around your neck, but not on your mouth. Okay.
Like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, like that. I mean, that's not much of a thrill.
No. Definitely not.
Anyway,
no.
Well.
So, and we have seen a few other of the, or at least one other of the privacy face masks.
Yes, exactly.
And it seems like this had the ability to talk to your own private AI, but if it has the ability to just Bluetooth in and talk to your phone, I don't see why you would use theirs. You know, you just talk to your own, you know, service or something like that. It seems like that would be, unless there's a user point of view that I'm missing. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. So I guess if you buy the ring and you buy that, you could be out a lot of money.
Yeah, all with the AI devices. Yes.
Yeah, although One person writing about the ring said he finally nailed the guy down to saying, think something around $200, which is not outrageous, I guess, for the ring. Although Scooter X found the ring, I think, from the Pebble people. Remember Pebble Watch?
Yeah, Pebble, yeah.
Yeah, and they were offering their ring for $75. If it is the Pebble people, they... did pretty well with the watch at first.
Yeah, it is 75. I'm looking at it now. So external memory.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So index one.
Why pre-order for $75?
It's added to your notes. Record your thoughts with a microphone. Never needs charging.
Wait a minute. Wait.
What?
Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, wait a minute exactly. What the?
How do we get this? Tell me about needs charging. Where's this?
How could that be?
Here's the best part. The battery lasts for years. You never need to charge it.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, that is a different... I thought there was like some thermal, like...
Yes,
emotion.
Yes, me too. Okay. Body heat.
So right. It's disposable is what you're telling me. I see. Okay. I guess for $75 it can be.
It might be worth it. Might be worth it.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, when does it say released? March 2026. Not that far. Not that far.
No.
So, and then they have a YouTube
Do you ever
video.
Have a flash of insight or an idea that you just have to remember? This happens to me about 5 to 10 times each day.
Okay, so there you go.
On a regular...
quick history, oh my God. How it works, key features, colors and sizes. Okay. It's a lot of him. I wanted to find a little bit more B-roll. Yeah. But polished silver.
All three are made out of stainless steel and water resistant, so you never need to take it off. Index 01 is designed to be with you at all times. It becomes second nature. If you need to remember something, it's right there. It also has privacy by design. It won't record unless you're pressing the button, and all processing happens locally on the phone. No internet connection or paid subscription is required. And here's the best part. The battery lasts for up to years. You never need to charge it. And because it's a Pebble product, it's fully customizable.
All right. Kind of cool. Kind of cool.
Right, okay. Now, he didn't say if the battery dies, I guess you had to buy a new ring, right?
Yeah, you just buy a new one. So but up to years. Up to years. So up to definitely years. A year up to years. you know, it's not that bad of an idea. If all it does is click to get this onto a landing page somewhere on my phone, unclick.
I like that. I like that better, actually, than having that big ring.
Yeah. That has battery life for, you know, a day or two.
Yeah.
Charging it. Yeah. I like it. Okay. With that... let's head to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Horn.
Okay, so... on the CES shows, what we always do for the warehouse is go back, find an old CES video about a gadget that we wonder, did this ever really come to market?
What happened?
And this one is from Kodak, and it was a little like Foldymate, I believe, for 3 years running. They said next month.
Yeah, it's coming out.
And so the funny thing is, I did not look up to see if they actually made it. And unlike Foldymate, this maybe it's still in existence, being made by Kodak, actually Kodak up in Rochester. Because at CES, there were dozens of Kodak cameras, but they have licensed their name out for other companies to build Kodak cameras, but Kodak was doing this themselves. So we'll run the video and then we'll hunt it up during the video to see if this ever was manufactured and if you could buy one. So here's the video.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, Mads, Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz, One Take Theater here at GizWiz.tv. You know, last year I took you on a tour. CES had all these old gadgets. They even had my Timex original, the Beepware watch, okay? The first smartwatch. So I'm walking through the Kodak booth, and they're showing one of their old cameras, one of their old...
Dick, excuse me. Hi, sorry. My name's Steven. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer of Kodak. This is actually not an old camera. This camera is so new, it hasn't fully been born yet. This is one of the newest, and will be the newest film camera that the industry
has seen. Film?
This camera shoots real Super 8 film. You remember Super 8 film?
I was a big fan of Super 8.
Long before there was video, there was Super 8. With Super 8 cartridges, which you can see behind you right here. We're bringing back Ektachrome reversal film for Super 8. But this is not your grandfather's Super 8 camera. This is an entirely contemporary Super 8 camera. It's got digital features baked right in. So it's got, for example, it's got in here a digital viewfinder so that we can see what you can actually see what you're shooting as you're shooting it. So it's shooting
That's a big change.
This is not, so Dick, this is not shooting video, but you're able to actually see what you're shooting. And for example, if you're a skateboarder, are you?
No.
Me neither. No. But a lot of people who shoot Super 8 also love to skateboard. So we call this the skateboard grip on top. And you can hold it down close to the ground and still see what you're getting. So you don't have to put your eye up to the camera, right?
But you know what would they be... People who buy this be using it as simple, something as simple as that, in as much as you have to buy a cartridge. It used to be 3 to 4 minutes on a cartridge.
Yes, same. It's still 3 to 4 minutes on a cartridge if you're shooting in real time. It depends on whether you're shooting slow motion or time lapse.
Okay.
That's right. You send it to Kodak. Okay. We'll process it. We'll scan it. You'll get the digital file back, and we'll ship the film back to you, too, in a yellow envelope, of course.
Okay.
It is Kodak.
Now, are you making a projector?
We're going to be producing a projector. We've also got a digital projector for projecting it digitally. We've got a film scanner that we also sell if you want to scan your own film, but we're happy to do that service for you. And what we found, Dick, that's really interesting about Super 8 is that there is a whole new generation of creative artists and makers who are becoming obsessed with producing an analog media. And so we've seen not only feature films starting to be shot on Super 8, but a lot of marketing projects, of course, student projects. So Super 8 is the way that I studied film, and the first films I ever made were on Super 8. So in a sense, this is like the gateway drug to shooting motion picture film.
Okay, now is this out now?
This will be coming out this year, the first half of the year. We're still refining the design prototype. It's actually quite a complex piece of technology to manufacture because it's as mechanically sophisticated as a Swiss watch or an automobile. So we've been doing the technology development for a couple of years now, and it'll be in market before the summer.
Okay, and the retail price?
Retail price is going to be priced around $2,000.
Around $2,000, all right.
It's a very special piece of kit.
And film.
And then the film itself, between the purchase of the cartridge, the processing, the scanning, and returning it to you, it's probably about $100.
For one roll?
$100 for a roll of film.
A roll of film. You have to be a devoted person to want to do this.
But or a student. Or a professional. Okay. And if you think about, as we often do, people's overall creativity budget. Imagine how much we used to spend on film when it was the only way to capture special Kodak moments. Today, most of the images that we capture, we're probably capturing digitally, including, we hope, on Kodak-manufactured digital devices. And so that means that people will batch a certain amount of their creativity budget for particularly special moments. Weddings, graduations, a baby's first steps. These are the kinds of motion pictures that are worth capturing on real film.
Okay, this is really neat. And speaking of creative budgets, people who watch the Gizwiz show know that every year we spend upwards of $100. Last year we spent $110. Anyway, this is Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz One Take Theater here at Kodak, talking about Super 8 like you've never seen it before. Bye.
So we did some research.
3,000. The funny thing is, I went there the first day, and the guy said about $2,000. And I went back the next day, and I said, you know, I saw this camera yesterday, and the guy said it's like $2,000, because I didn't believe it. And he said, oh, not $2,000. It's $3,000.
Well, it's not $3,000 anymore.
Oh, is it out?
It is out. It looks like around in 2024 it was released. So here's their website for it. But I was able to find it at B&H Photo for sale.
Oh, my gosh.
$5,500 is more like the price of it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, $5,000 instead of... 3,000.
God, then how much is the show? Does it show film?
Yeah, so like this, I think this Kodak Tri-X film would work. It's a 50 feet.
Oh, only $40, but it doesn't say about processing.
Yeah, but processing shouldn't be too bad. Here, let me look. they have that here. So, like, here's theirs.
But remember, he said in the video that there's no sound on the film.
No, you would have to record that separately.
I think the camera records it separately, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But then you have to send them, I guess, the SD card and the film, and they...
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Oh, my gosh. I hate it when there's, like, five clicks to go to this store. Oh, my gosh.
This item cannot be returned, says Scooter X. Mad Frank says he just fainted.
Yeah, can't be returned, it says. Yeah, there's that audio stuff in the back. But yeah. And then it looks like B&H Photo also did like a little preview of it. So you can kind of see some of the film that they did, which I thought was really cool. You know, this is modern day stuff. And they also go through everything and the menus and everything. Which is pretty cool. Yeah, it came out. This video was released, you know, in 2024.
And that was February the 4th. Third year I saw it, and it was 2018. So it took another 6 years to it actually get in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Spaceman said you can use it to make 1950s documentaries.
You could. You could.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, it has external stuff. I mean, it looks crazy. It looks absolutely crazy.
Not for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. That actually exists.
Exists.
And
just about almost twice the $3,000 price.
The low price of $5,000.
almost $550. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Let me see. Let me just make sure that there's no other. There's the $5,000. I think that's it. That's the one place that sells it. Yeah.
Unreal.
There you go. Okay. We don't have a letter today, do we?
Oh, we do. A quickie letter.
Okay, perfect. Wait, you're from into the letter.
Oh, yes, yes. Become the letters. Your lovely
letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
From Steve C. Dickie D. Oh, did Chad get to see the clothes-folding robot at CES? Did he get to see the flying car?
No.
I didn't even get a press release on that. Was there such a thing? Did he get to see the robots? Everybody saw the robots.
Yes, they saw mini robots.
They were walking everywhere. He said, also, it seems Radio Shack was there. I did look that up, and Radio Shack was there. Somebody bought the company, is branding all the little, you know, cables and things that Radio connectors that Radio Shack was famous for, and they're being sold through other distributors. But in the back of this plan is at some point to open a physical Radio Shack store. Again, so
that's funny.
Anyway,
that's funny. Scooter X found. Oh, this I actually did see this. I did not realize that it was also folding and doing laundry. But LG did have a robot demonstration with this humanoid robot.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, get out of here.
Welcome.
Go away. Video.
Oh.
I guess this was the demonstration.
Oh, okay.
It
probably took 5 minutes to fold.
Yeah,
that
I did walk past that. Yes, did not record any of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I did not realize the missed opportunity of the folding laundry. If I had noticed that, I would have stayed and captured some footage.
What is the robot's name? Claude? What the? Go back up.
Cloyd? Cloyd? I don't know.
Well, you know, Mad loved the name Claude. So if this becomes popular...
Well, Claude is definite. That's a model that definitely exists. Claude.
I didn't even know that was a word.
Claude is an AI model. I forget who owns it. They're like the third people. There's like Google's Gemini. There's OpenAI's, ChatGPT. There's XAI, and then there's Claude. And Claude is the one during, if you see the, I think it was Wall Street Journal, Joanna Stern did a video where they introduced a vending machine into their office. Anthropic, thank you, PC guy. Anthropic, and Anthropic is the other big AI competitor at the moment. They're going after the business side, and also they've angled themselves about like ethics and like being a better babysitter of the AI. They're doing and trying to give an AI more agency to actually run businesses and make financial decisions.
Oh, okay.
But then there are also like doing a lot of research on how AI is coming to decisions and things like that. I would encourage, I believe it was Joanna Stern did a video about it that was very illuminating about some of the things they're getting wrong, what some of the researchers are looking at, and where it bumps up against reality, you know? And some of the things that, like, so what they do in their video is they bring in an AI-powered vending machine where the AI can place orders, get things into the vending machine, and then people will buy it. And the AI sets the price and does everything. Some of the funny things that they did to it were convince it that they needed a PS5 to be given away as a promotional item. To help, like, so then that they did that. They got a free PS5 out of it. And then another one was one of the reporters tried to convince it that it was part of a communist regime. And so it would send it. It would send it like emails like, "Hello, comrade. It's good to see you.
Oh,
good to hear
funny.
From you." And it would try to convince the AI that, you know, it should develop like different market tendencies and just give away everything for free. So, you know, things like that.
Oh, that's funny.
It's
that's
a very funny. I would highly encourage to watch that video and read the article as well. Yes. Okay, so thanks for sending that over. I did not see that AI robot. Next episode, we can talk maybe a little bit. I'll have a discussion in host chat about some of the trends that I saw, and we can talk a little bit more about the robots.
Oh, yeah, good. That'd
that
be
I
great.
Saw, because
yeah.
There was a ton of robots, so looking forward to that. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show every single episode. We really, really appreciate your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/GizWiz. You can also head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. You can click that and it'll take you to a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page, or a tiny little link is also on that page that'll take you to PayPal if you want to give that way. The CES fundraiser is actually still going on. We didn't meet the goal yet, so I'm just going to kind of leave it up for a little while. If you're feeling generous, go head on over there and see the fundraiser. I'll probably leave that up until the end of January, until we're not covering CES anymore. But please consider heading over there and donating to that. Gizwiz.tv is where we record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. If you want to watch the show live, just head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv, and the website will update with the live stream. We also record the GizFizz the day before at 8 p.m. Eastern. So head on
8:30.
Over 8:30 Eastern. So head on over there to gizwiz.tv to watch the GizFizz as well. Dickie D's website is gizwiz.biz, where he will write articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link back or a reminder about a gadget, gizwiz.biz is the place to go to read those posts. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The game show online where you get to guess the gadget. This is a whole gadget, not just a piece or a part of a gadget. And this is obvious to me. This is a Samsonite luggage that opens in the middle. Maybe there's some tie. It's like one of those, it reminds me of those tie holders that kind of like spin around. Anyway, if you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, hilarious, or interesting answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.